Thank you, Father, for your presentation. I just want to share a little piece that you'll find in the back of the baptism book relevant to your statement about purity. We found, Father Michelle and I found in our research that there is a commentary by a Antiochian in the early canons regarding purity, and we cited that in our book on baptism regarding the churching. I think it's relevant to your point regarding deaconesses and their role in the church. So the issue of purity is a late development. It's imposition into the taxis of the church and its ethos. And this early Syrian statement says, O woman, if anyone tells you that by your blood you are impure, do not listen to such a person. There's more, but this is enough to register this point.
Yes. Thank you. Any more questions? Anything you want to ask, you're not going to be offending me. I encourage people to disagree, to bring up opposing points.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
How do you spell idea? I'm just kidding. That's not my question. My serious question is...
All right, my friend. I come from Queens, New York. I am pronouncing that word correctly. And the word is draw. D-R-A-W-E-R.
Exactly. Father, among the canonists in America and around the world, how does your approach compare with their approach? Are canonists in general in agreement with each other on what you've given us in terms of historical perspective and all this and how to approach the canons? Is there dialogue among canonists as they approach their hierarchs and advise them?
I think that because, and I think this is really the key, and this is what we must do as canonists. We must base ourselves in the late Byzantine sources. Problem that we have, and this is a problem that infects our church, is that we are infected by ways of thinking that are not necessarily based in our tradition. There was a drive to have textbook legalistic type systematization at one point in our church. We find it with theology, for example, where there's a total ignoring of palamas because it doesn't fit into this kind of scholastic textbook approach. And the same thing goes on in some quarters with canon law. But where modern canonists do endure in their opinions or are consistent with one another is where they go to the very sources that are our paradoses. If you do read the canonists of the 12th century, if you do read the Greek, if you do get into these texts, you begin to get into the same mindset. And indeed, I find much commonalities with my approach and those that have done a similar sort of thing. I can tell you that my way of thinking, I made a presentation to the meeting of the Orthodox and Roman Catholic bishops on marriage. And after I composed it, I sent it to my professor at seminary, Professor Louis Patsavilos. And he told me, I agree with every single word. And I agree with your approach in every single way. In terms of my personal knowledge, I have a shared approach with John Erickson on matters. I had a similar approach with Professor Demetrius Constantelis, who is a great friend. But nevertheless, there is a difference of approaches because it's based on education, based on differences in the way we do the subject and under the influences that we have and where we've been trained. But I can tell you that if we do go to our sources and you look at scholarship that has the most enduring quality to it in this field, it is that which is based on the sources. Coming over here in the car, I had the opportunity of looking at your thesis, and it resonated with me. Why would this thesis written in French, a very large thesis dealing with marriage, mixed marriage, why would it resonate? Why would there be a similar approach? Because in the footnotes, I'm constantly seeing Balsamon, Vlastaris. I'm looking at the collections that are being looked at, Gedeon. He's going to the sources and what his conclusions with regard to Trinity in marriage. I could have been, as we will talk about when we look at the text, if you look at the text, you're talking about a common Orthodox mindset. So yes. But are there some that differ? Yeah, because you have things that have come in. I'm not trying to set myself up as a paragon. I have done my best to do this. I do not claim to be perfect, but I've done the very best, and I will devote the rest of my life. So Edna told you that I had a stroke. When I had the stroke, I made a decision that I will devote the rest of my life to translating the Byzantine commentaries on all of the canons. That will be the entire focus of what I will do.